Hi, this is Pastor John in the Lucy Goldman studio on this December the 10th, 2009, on a chilly morning in Los Angeles, California. Yes, later on tonight, there will be a Thursday night webcast with Bob Klink and Mark Ramsey. Looking forward to having you join me for that particular webcast also. But I thought that I'd have this special webcast for you right now because of some news information that I received in the mail. And I want to thank Norma for sending it my way. And of course, it's taking place in Los Angeles. And I just want to let you know how crazy the church world is today. I don't know whether you ever read a particular scripture in your Bible. It says in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 11, let a woman learn in silence with all submission. And then verse 12 is emphatic. I don't know how educated people could miss this. It says, and I do not permit a woman to teach or to have authority over a man. These are the claims of the Christian Bible. These are the claims of the Christian church. This is what Christians believe. Why is that? Because we find it in the Holy Scriptures, in the Bible. I'm not making this up. It isn't anything new. I'm not trying to twist the knowledge of God's truth and to have you think that it's any other way but that way. That is what the Bible says. Verse 12 again of 1 Timothy chapter 2 says, and I do not permit a woman to teach or to have authority over a man, but to be in silence. Now, Paul gives an explanation. This is an apostle in the church. There are no longer any apostles today. Paul is writing under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, speaking authoritatively. I don't understand why this is so difficult for people to understand. Well, let me let you know why I'm giving this webcast and so that you can understand really where I'm coming from. And as you listen to this webcast, you, I think, will understand how important it is for me to share this with you. Pastor Alvin Tunsil, Jr. and the Trinity Baptist Church family in Los Angeles, California, invites you, my friends, to a service of ordination to the Christian ministry of Dr. Fontella White on Sunday, December the 6th. Of course, this was last Sunday. Now, Fontella, that's a female. And when I saw the article, there was a picture of Fontella. I'll try to put it up on the website when I put this web clip up and so that you can see it for yourself. Now, it was held at 4 p.m. in the main sanctuary at Trinity Baptist Church on Jefferson Boulevard here in Los Angeles. The Reverend Dr. James A. Forbes, Jr. of New York City preached the ordination sermon and was the guest speaker at the 10:30 a.m. service at Trinity. Now, I know the Trinity has a radio program, and you can hear that radio program the following Sunday, so I'll probably listen for that on the following Sunday morning and get an earful there. Probably record that and play some of that for you. Dr. White, listen to this. This is Fontella's bio here. Dr. White attained the unanimous support of the American Baptist Churches of Los Angeles and the Congregation of the Southwest and Hawaii's Regional Ordination Council on September the 15th, 2009. The question that I have to pose here is, did she receive authority from God and His Word? Because you can get it from some American Council of Baptist churches all you want to. That does not give you the authority to supersede the scriptures. But wait a minute. Let's continue to read this. And I think it important for us to do that, because if you don't continue to read, you're going to misunderstand. Now, it says that she has been an associate minister at Trinity since relocating to California from New York City. She received a Master of Divinity degree from the Union Theological Seminary in New York in May of 2003. While there, she met Dr. James A. Forbes, who is a guest lecturer in preaching. Both he and his wife, Betty, became friends and mentor and have maintained significant roles in Dr. White's life and development as a minister throughout the last 9 years. Shortly after relocating to Los Angeles, Dr. White enrolled in the PhD program at Claremont. Boing! Claremont should ring a bell for you. It is one of the most liberal institutions that you will ever find. And I'm not finished, because as I continue to read, you will know exactly how devastating this woman's addition into the so-called Christian ministry. Man, I'm telling you, we have reached rock bottom. And you know what? You're not going to find too many pastors in the community talking about this, because most of them have learned how to compromise. God ain't never called a woman to preach and to usurp authority over no man. So I don't even know why everybody's tripping or happy about this thing. Now listen to this. Listen to this. Dr. White graduated on May 16, 2009, with a Doctor of Philosophy degree in religion from Claremont Graduate University in Claremont, California, not too far from where I live. Okay. The title of her dissertation. Now this is what is blowing my mind. The title of her dissertation for her PhD degree. Listen to this. James Baldwin's Bible. I have to know who James Baldwin was, because he was born in, well, no, I don't want to give his birth date, but I think he died in, let me see, I think I got it right here, because I have it up on this particular website right here. James Baldwin is a homosexual author, okay? One of the most prolific homosexual authors and writers and perverts that the African-American community has ever, well, just go to Wikipedia and type in James Arthur Baldwin. He was born August the 2nd, 1924. He died November 30th, 1987. He was an American novelist, writer, playwright, poet, essayist, and civil rights activist, and gay, overtly gay, dangerously gay. And she wrote her PhD dissertation on this and called it James Baldwin's Bible, Reading and Writing African-American Formation. Can you believe that? That's what she wrote her PhD dissertation. My God, we have lost our mind. In addition to her PhD, she holds a BA in journalism from Central Michigan University and a Master's of Arts degree in newspaper from Syracuse University. Now, okay. While in New York City, Dr. White served as a minister at the Covenant Avenue Baptist Church in Harlem and assisted in worship leadership at Riverside Baptist Church, where Dr. Forbes was pastor. Okay, so Dr. Forbes is known as the, check this out, and this is really going to let you know what this is all about. Dr. Forbes is known as the preacher's preacher in national and international religious circles. Well, he ain't my kind of a preacher. I've heard Forbes preach, and I'm not impressed. I'm really not impressed. But because of his extensive preaching career and his charismatic style, he was recognized as one of the 12 most effective preachers in the English-speaking world by Newsweek magazine in 1996, and was designated as one of America's great black preachers by Ebony magazine in 1984 and 1993. All this is the world. Ebony magazine, Johnson's Publication, that's all worldly. None of that is Christians. And I find it amazing how these Christians kind of like associate themselves with the world. Man, he is known as an educator, administrator, community activist, interfaith leader, and he pastored several churches around the United States. That doesn't make him a Christian. And that's what's happened to the church. And now you got a female who writes her PhD dissertation on a homosexual writer, talking about Baldwin's Bible. My God, can you believe? And you're going to have this trampy lady with her trampy theology stand up in front of the black church and take them more into debauchery. This is the most ridiculous thing that I've ever heard of in my life. Then it speaks further about this guy that was bringing her ordination sermon. He holds 3 earned degrees and 13 honorary degrees. He served on the board of the Manhattanville College and several organizations. He has been honored and received many prestigious awards from all over the world. He holds membership in many national foundations and organizations. I can truly say that I am not any of that. And let me truly say, I don't need to be all of that because it ain't about none of that. God is not concerned about that. All of your righteousness is as filthy rags in his sight. This is crazy. In August of 2004, Dr. Forbes addressed the Democratic National Convention to thousands of attentive listeners. Yeah, I bet he did. He's a liberal. Probably voted for Obama, too. How about that? Dr. Forbes presently serves as president and founder of the Healing of the National Foundation of the Senior Ministers Emeritus at the Riverside Church in New York City. Then it says, lastly, that the Trinity family invites the entire community to both services. Right, I'm glad I missed it. Trinity is located at, and then it gave it, 2040 West Jefferson Boulevard, and gave the telephone number in case you want to call and tell them that Pastor John has a comment about this. 323-735-0044. You don't need directions to that. There was a time when I used to listen to Tunsil. And I think that Alvin years ago was a minister that I could appreciate and that I can listen to. But this just goes to show me that I don't care how old you are, how long you've been pastoring and ministering, that it is not very difficult for a person to compromise. You know what it takes to compromise? Just do it. Just do it. That's all it takes to compromise. It's just to do it. So we see that Trinity Baptist Church is compromised, just like most of the other used to be good churches around the country. Well, this is Pastor John Coleman in Los Angeles, California, the city where Trinity Baptist Church is located on Jefferson Boulevard. And I know that I will not darken those doors because probably when Tunsil dies or goes away, they're going to have a female heretic as the pastor in that church. James Baldwin's Bible. This is abomination, desolation. Here we are, the Christian church, biting the bullet again. But you know what? It just goes on and on, doesn't it? Doesn't it? And you know what? Looks like black people just gonna, oh man, you mean to tell me, PJ, you didn't vote for Obama? Oh, hell no. I wouldn't vote for an abortionist, a murderer. Excuse my French. I'm just being real. I wouldn't vote for anybody that is for the demise of black people, of the black nation in this country. There are more black babies being aborted, carrying out this eugenic program with the loving approval of your blasphemous president. Hades, no, I didn't vote for him. No, I didn't vote for Bush either. No, wait. What was the other guy's name? I forget it. I didn't vote for any of them. But I spend a lot of time in this book. Now, for those of you that don't believe in spending time in the book, I think I'll read it to you again. Let a woman quietly receive instruction with entire submissiveness, but I do not allow a woman to teach or exercise authority over a man, but to remain quiet, for it was Adam who was first created, and then Eve. It was not Adam who was deceived. This is the Bible. I'd love to hear Miss White or whatever her name is preach from this text. It was not Adam who was deceived, but Eve. But the woman, being quite deceived, fell into transgression. Well, I think that the beat goes on. Thank you for coming to the website. And thank you, Norma, for passing this on to me. Now, it's one thing for you conservative black churches for you to talk about this in your pulpits to your congregation. They should already know what God says about that. You need to come on record. If you'd like to call me here in the Lucy Coleman studio and weigh in, area code 323-293-7335. Area code 323-293-7335 to weigh in on this issue. Do you think that God is now ordaining females as pastors in the church? If you do, give me a call. Oh, and by the way, have the scripture to back it up too. And please don't come with Deborah being a prophetess. Don't do that. Deborah wasn't even a Christian. So that shows how stupid you are when it comes to the Christians. We're talking about under the Christian dispensation. You don't even know what dispensation is, right? You need to study theology. As a matter of fact, you ought to have Dr. White call since she's on staff at Trinity, right? I'd love to have a debate with that. Thank you for tuning in to Into the Word, which is the biblical alternative.